So that there's a couple things that are interesting in this sutta. One is the that there's a of course there's inevitable philosophical speculations and debates and writhings and contortions that go around the what truly exists, what is not exists, the eternalist views, the annihilationist views, and about the world, and it sort of all is it's very externalized and speculative, and the Buddha sort of heads it off at the pass, and says, when we're going to talk about what exists and what doesn't exist, is the world real? Is the world an illusion? Is it all real? Is it all an illusion? Come back to these five khandhas, which are the basis of experience, and where we formulate our perceptions and views, and so that and this is what we can recognize and understand, and this is what is, of course, the basis for freedom from suffering. And then the word world phenomenon is lokadhamma, which is also when the Buddha says, there are these lokadhammas, there's another context that comes up in, praise and blame, gain and loss, fame and disrepute, those aspects, those are lokadhammas. But it's also, this is another slightly different context, Bhikkhu Bodhi's opted to translate it as a world phenomenon, sort of the that which is appearing in the world, and to which the Buddha has awakened and broken through, and I think the Buddha is really trying to make it as straightforward as possible, and so then they say, having explained it, taught it, proclaimed it, da 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 da, elucidated it, and people don't see, what can I do about it? And so, and of course, then finishing with the that image of the lotus, and said that the Buddha was not a some celestial being that is or an avatar of some celestial being that is manifesting in the world. He's a somebody who's born in the world and dies in the world, but being, having been born in the world, growing up in the world, remains unsullied by the world through knowledge. So I think it's a very beautiful subject.